It is our first post-match show of the season, first pink. We're in Newcastle. We're in a little bit of a courtyard thing. I've got Amelia Bonner, I've got John Milburn, I've got Rob Gutman. We'll start at the end. Rob, Liverpool get themselves a point. I don't think Liverpool deserve a point, but I don't think Newcastle deserve three. So something was going to go somewhere in some direction, and Szoboszlai's penalty means that Newcastle get fucked and Liverpool get lucky.
Yeah, hooray for everything. I mean, it's the weirdest football match, away match I've ever attended, for reasons which I'll expand upon during the show. But yeah, I don't quite understand what happened from the beginning to the very end of that show. But let's, for now, let's put it down to the first games of seasons can be insane affairs that you can't read anything into. I mean, there's a whole host of clubs who are saying that, from Man City, who scraped maybe a fortunate win, to Man United yesterday, to Spurs. So let's put ourselves in that bracket. But we weren't one of the teams that lost, thank Christ.
We just weren't very good, though. And that's what's hard about that second half. There's lots of things about it where Liverpool are fundamentally a bit daft.
What I didn't like was it felt same as it ever was, in terms of it was a lot of last season energy to it. There wasn't a sense of, oh no, look, this is what we're trying. There's a new guy's in town. He's put this sort of new spring into our step. We're pressing in a different way. Maybe that was happening and I was just too bewildered to know what was going on. I just thought it just felt far too much like last season. Far too much the same obvious thing that playing 4-2-4, where we start the game and what we've been doing in pre-season, is kind of destined to fail, I think. Unless you've got some magic diddle, which I've seen no evidence yet, which we have. I think everyone needs to go home, back to basics, and think, can you really play with four attackers? Even though you think they're going to press, once that first line of press is beaten, you're so exposed. And that's what we saw. Certainly with the second goal we conceded, but we could have been 3 or 4, one down at stage, just because they kept getting through our flimsy two-man midfield.
It's, Amelia, from a Liverpool point of view, but also from a Newcastle point of view, I think there's a little thing where you get about 60 and both sets of players look knackered. And I thought Newcastle looked more knackered then for a period after they'd gone 2-1 up. But Liverpool couldn't really hurt them, and it was frustrating.